We are so excited to welcome you back to Gather and Scatter. We are Jordan, Mariah, and Rachel, three friends who love to talk about Jesus. We are currently in our Back to the Basics series where we've talked about what the gospel is, the importance of context in scripture, and today we will be touching on prayer. Mm-hmm. We will gather well to scatter well. We'll laugh, we'll cry, and we'll definitely be weird. But our hope is that we will encourage you to scatter well alongside us with a solid foundation on scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So before we get into prayer, our favorite part.
Yes.
Well, our favorite part.
Yes, definitely our favorite part. Our definite favorite part.
No, just something fun that we will continue to do for the foreseeable future. Who knows? But question.
Okay, so it is more of a topic, a topical, if you will. We were talking about pets earlier.
Yes.
And I remembered an article that I read back in during baseball season. And what is, so there's like exotic pets that people have.
Okay.
And people now can get emotional support animals.
True.
Then get them registered.
Okay.
What is the weirdest emotional support animal that you think is out there right now?
Like, I'm not making something up, one that actually
there
exists.
There is an actual, I'm going to tell you one that I found that is wild to me.
Okay. An emotional support snake.
Mm. You're close. You're on the right track.
The reptilian path?
It is, I believe, a reptilian.
Oof.
I might be outing myself as a not zoologist.
Wild. I was gonna say flamingo, but that is not a reptile. So,
but also kind of close.
A bird lizard.
If you say platypus, I'm gonna lose my mind.
I do love the platypus. His name is Wally.
Who's
the animal?
Oh, the animal.
Wow. Yeah, okay. His name is Wally.
Wally the.
Is it a worm?
No.
Oh.
Reptilian.
Well, bearded dragon.
I'm just gonna tell you.
Was that a yes or a no?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
It is an alligator.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And he went to
not.
The Phillies.
How
like,
big
he
is
went
it?
Into a Phillies game.
No.
He's not.
That's fake.
I'm not seeing. No,
someone
like there's literally.
That.
I'm looking at it. There's literally pictures of him.
Does he have a shirt?
At the Phillies
Does he
game.
Have a wig on?
No, that's the mascot.
Oh, it's down there.
Yeah. So he's under the mascot. His name is Wally. He's an emotional support gator and not a service animal. So he wasn't allowed into the Phillies game.
But they tried.
Yeah.
He was not allowed.
Do they have him on a leash?
In this picture, no.
He's just
hanging out. Yeah.
How does one befriend
an alligator?
Okay,
I'll read you the story.
Thank you.
So it says, Wally, so this is from ABC 27, local news, the Philadelphia Flyers.
When was this?
This was October of 2023.
Oh, so the world is
months
crazy.
Ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Wally lives in Lebanon County with his person, Joseph Henney, and has become a global celebrity in recent years. Mm-hmm. He's believed to be the world's only emotional support alligator and was a finalist on America's Favorite Pet competition and even inspired alligator Loki in the Marvel franchise. Did y'all watch Marvel, the Loki series?
Yeah.
You remember like when Loki goes into the...
Stop it.
And there's an alligator Loki based on Wally. So
what's the owner's name?
Henney is his last name.
Mr. Henney.
Joseph Henney.
Joseph Henney just wanted an article. And he got it.
So he says, Henney was united with Wally after losing three family members and four lifelong friends. After deciding not to take antidepressants, Henney connected with Wally saying he followed him like a puppy. So he found him in the wild, apparently. So he was just doing things I had never seen alligators do, said Henney, who knows what alligators do because he runs a reptile rescue organization.
Of course he does.
Rescued gators can't be safely returned to the wild. Other gators he has rescued have gone to zoos or wildlife refugee parks. If I'd lay there and fall asleep, he'd cuddle up next to me, put his head on my shoulder and his arm around me, which I really thought was extremely weird.
I thought it was weird, and so I then brought him into my home and decided he is my emotional support gator.
Yeah.
Where is this man from?
In
Florida.
Lebanon County? No.
I just made
How
that
is
up.
It not Florida? I assumed Florida.
Oh, okay.
It's gotta be Lebanon. Where is Lebanon County?
I don't know.
I mean, I would assume Florida. Where is Lebanon County?
The gator someone threw in the drive-thru window.
Oh my gosh, yes. That was going to be my other topic. Yep. That was going to be my other topic if I didn't talk about Wally.
Jonestown, Pennsylvania.
So this is a...
I'm sorry. There. Thank you. Yes. What?
What?
Okay.
Look. America, baby.
Okay.
America.
Don't say that with alligators.
We've got gators as pets, y'all. But no, so I thought...
That is so strange.
Because like I have a pet and I love him dearly. I would never have an alligator. I don't understand. And people who have snakes, I'm sorry if anybody out there has a snake.
I'm not. Mm-mm. They're gross.
Why are you doing that?
You're weird. You're cool. You're fine. Nothing's wrong with you. You're just weird.
But that's weird, yeah.
Yeah.
But we're all a little weird.
No, like I said, sure. It's fine.
We all have our thing.
I didn't say that's fine. That one is fine.
We all...
I don't think I can get past that.
They're so slimy.
Yeah, they are. Let's not get into the why. We just know that it's a no.
Well, don't make that noise. What are you doing?
She's fine.
Oh my gosh.
No, have you seen the, like, when you go to, like, L.A. or Las Vegas and it's, like, the street performers that have the snakes and you can hold the snake and, like, put it around your neck? Never.
But they
want to
be like, here.
Never.
Touch my snake.
I am not Britney Spears.
Have some of my snake.
I have no desire.
Okay. Well, let's talk about anything else.
We're all weird and we all need prayer.
Yeah.
Amen to that. I do. But before we get into that, since we're still on the question topic.
Oh, yes.
Do y'all remember two episodes ago?
Yeah.
When we started this question segment and Rachel's question, can you remind the listeners?
So the question was, the inaugural question to kick off the segment was,
so proud.
Did people get road rage before cars? Did they have
road
rage?
That was a great question.
Horse and buggy?
On horses and in buggies.
We decided yes, right?
In chariots. Oh, we 100% decided yes.
There was a lot more to it. Yeah. It was fun. Go it listen to episode it was
great.
One.
Great, great so conversation.
Two?
Is
episode
two?
Two.
Yes. I thought it was three.
Listen to all of them.
It was three. Listen to episode three.
Yeah, episode three.
Oh, to this get is this five. Question.
Yeah. We're doing great.
We're doing real good.
Yeah. Okay. So we are.
I forgot to start the timer.
Reading the Bible in 90 days, and so there's not, you know, much time to dive deep into our studies within the Bible. You just kind of roll through it, write some things down, write some notes down. So I was going through 2 Kings like a week ago, and I came across this sentence, and I just about lost it. I don't even remember where I was.
I wrote blacked out.
Rach's pod question.
Yeah.
And then I'm
you
like,
you wrote that in your Bible?
I wrote that in my Bible. I will erase it eventually. Aww, but
I read forever.
I know, right? My name's in your Bible.
your name is in my Bible.
So sweet.
You're right. We'll get there, Joe. We'll get there.
Come up with a question.
Gosh. And so I'm like, okay, well, if I'm going to take time to study any part of it, obviously,
this is going to be what I'm going to take extra time to study.
Theological question.
Because I'm like, no way. No. It can't be. It was. So I'm reading this. This says, for he drives ferociously.
And I said, Jehu, son of Nimshi, drives ferociously. What's he driving back then?
So I look it up.
Not thinking it's a Ford.
Probably not.
I am thinking it's a Mustang.
Uh-oh. She's got jokes.
That hurt my jaw.
Jehu was such an intense man that his personality could be easily seen in the way he drove a chariot.
Stop it. Let's go. So, moral of the story, my random thoughts are always biblical.
Oh, wow.
She went there.
She did.
I didn't say that they were righteous, but biblical.
You are annoying.
I am aware.
And yet you love me.
Yeah.
So it's confirmed. And when it's in the Bible, we know it's true. So there was some road rage out there in the horse chariot.
We're going way off topic here, but love this because... One of the things that I love about scripture and God is he does like to hide little things for us to find them. And I think he gets pleasure when we find things like that, and it brings us delight. And so I think that he knew that we would have that question, and he'd be like, I'm going to include this in scripture.
That's fun.
It's I so like that. Fun. Mm-hmm.
He wrote this in the Bible for us?
Well, I mean, obviously, all of it's for us, and it might have other things, but yeah.
Probably. Wow. I'm going to wager it definitely has other things, too.
Oh, well, 100% it has other things. I'm not... We nah. talk about being
But he
vain,
was like, oh, these three, they're going to
yeah.
giggle.
Yeah, no. I'm going to... Yeah. We're sticking with that.
Yeah.
And Paul's like, Jordan, Ryan, Rachel, they're going to use this one day. We're throwing that in there.
Jacob is crazy. They're going to laugh. They're gonna be, he's going to be going, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Rachel.
We made it, Lord. We made it.
We see what you did there. That little good. God wink.
We love those.
We do.
Okay, ooh. Ladies. Oh,
wow. On to it.
Prayer.
Mm. Prayer.
What is prayer?
It's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Big question.
You know where I like to go for questions? Mm. Well, the Bible. But also, gotquestions.org.
Love it.
My favorite. Look it up.
How do you find that? Google?
Google it specifically. But gotquestions.org did have a very good article. It is called What is Prayer? Mm. Very straightforward. So one of the things that they said is that prayer is the primary way for the believer in Jesus Christ to communicate his emotions and desires with God and to fellowship with God. Mm. And I love that it's both. It's also more than that. But I love our communication. Like, the fact that we pray and God hears us is wild.
Yeah.
That is such a gift. And so them saying that it's a way for us to communicate our emotions and our desires, when you consider prayer and you can consider talking to God, and we'll get into, like, how to pray and all of that, God knows everything. But sometimes we can, like, try and hide or suppress. He knows that we are yearning for this or angry about this or feeling the emotion here, right? And mm-hmm. so we can just go to him with that emotion. Mm-hmm. He also knows that we have desires. And he knows, hey, like, obviously, my will is what will be done. And we desire, all right, Lord, help me to want your will. But he knows, like, we can go to him and say, like, God, this is my desire and I want this. Mm-hmm. And we can pray boldly. Mm-hmm. We just can. They also had multiple Bible verses, which we'll put in the show notes. But prayer is described in the Bible as seeking God's favor, which is seen in Exodus 32:11, pouring out one's soul to the Lord, seen in 1 Samuel 1:15, crying out to heaven, 2 Chronicles 32:20, drawing near to God, Psalm 73:28, and kneeling before the Father, Ephesians 3:14. So I love that throughout scripture, and there's so much more than just those few.
Yeah.
But it is throughout scripture. And we are looking up trying to find, like, how many times in the Bible it's listed, and it's hundreds. But yeah, so I just love that all of these things are included. Mm-hmm. We seek his favor. We pour out our soul. We cry out to him. We draw near to him. We kneel before him. Mm-hmm. There are so many different parts of prayer. It's not only talking to God. There's so much that goes into it. Mm-hmm. And Christ modeled prayer for us. So in the Lord's Prayer, which is in Matthew 6:9-14, this is Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. He says, pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hmm. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Hmm.
So good.
Yeah.
I like how simple it is. I like how, because I think often we get, especially when we've been a Christian for a while, and we feel like we have to prove, especially if we're speaking publicly or praying publicly, and I don't mean like on a stage, but like with a group of people, we feel like we have to sound more, quote, holy than thou. But literally Jesus, God, modeled a simple, humble prayer for us.
Yeah. When you consider the order, it's about God. So we're going to talk to him first about him. recognize his authority, recognize his majesty, his sovereignty. Mm-hmm. And I know we'll talk about posture later, but like that changes the way that you pray. Mm-hmm. When you think first of God, mm-hmm. when you come to him humbly and you recognize, I am speaking to my creator, mm-hmm. I am speaking to my father, it puts you in a humble posture, and then you bring what you have to him. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you're doing it with the recognition that it's God above us.
Yeah. Amen.
It's good.
So in the Lord's Prayer, mm-hmm. what I think was really strong that one of our pastors touched on a young adults night was these three points in here of kind of God's, what he's doing mm-hmm. in these different segments. So let me explain. So give us this day our daily bread. Psalm 23 kind of mirrors that. Mm-hmm. So Psalm 23 is the Lord is my shepherd. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit longer, so I'm not going to read it all. But in this, it describes how God's going to take care of us.
Yeah.
Not just spiritually, but mentally as well. Yeah. And then if you go down to back in the Lord's Prayer to second to last verse, and lead us not into temptation. Mm-hmm. Right here, it's demonstrating that God is our guide. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, but deliver us from evil. Mm-hmm. This is showing us that God is our protector.
Yeah.
So there's just three really strong pieces there on what mm-hmm. God is to us, what yeah. he's going to do in this prayer. Mm-hmm. He's going to take care of us spiritually, mentally. He's going to yeah. protect us. He's going to guide us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that being in there, like what a beautiful, people come to this prayer often. Yeah. It's something that people have memorized. And so what can happen is people can become callous to it, and it can become just something that you recite. But instead, what we should do is what we are doing and breaking it down and looking at things like that. Mm-hmm. And then we ask God, like, okay, you're going to take care of us. Lord, help me to trust in your provision. You are going to guide us. Please give me discernment and wisdom in the mm-hmm. decisions that I'm making. And he's our protector. Like, Lord, keep me away from the things that I don't need in my life, even if I'm asking for them, because I know what I want. You know what I need. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those are not the same thing.
That's your will be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's good.
So moving into the next point, I love how in Matthew, when Christ is talking about, when he intros the Lord's Prayer, he says, when you pray, pray then like this.
Yeah,
because it is the assumption that we are going to pray.
Yeah.
So we are built to cry out to a higher power because God built us that way. And if you look around the world, you see people doing that without even realizing it. So they are crying out, petitioning the world, the government, the universe, other gods, quote. And it is because we are designed to cry out because mm-hmm. we cannot.
Yeah.
Like just, and that's it. We cannot of our own.
That makes me think of, there are no atheists in foxholes.
Yeah.
Have y'all heard that?
Yes.
No.
So that's a phrase that's used to suggest that like in times of extreme stress, fear can prompt a belief in a higher power. Mm-hmm. And so like in a foxhole, you are under attack. Your life is literally flashing before your eyes. You are close to death potentially. Yeah. And people cry out to God. Mm-hmm. There are no atheists in foxholes. Like mm-hmm. you're saying, we were designed to desire, communicate with a higher power mm-hmm. and
petition. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I want to break down the Lord's Prayer because Christ does such a good job of, in this simple, small prayer, breaking it into a pattern of prayer that we can replicate. And it's because in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Mm. Often I wonder, what is that pray without ceasing? Because it's just you're in constant communication with God.
Yeah.
But then whenever you are coming into a more formal, okay, I'm setting this time aside to communicate with my maker, I like that Christ gives us a model. Mm-hmm. And it first starts with adoration. So it first starts with, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. So he is worthy of our worship. It is a recognition of his position above us. It is a recognition, Jordan, like you said, of who he is and who we are. So it is a hallowed be your name. Mm-hmm. Worthy are you of everything we can give and more. Yeah. And then it goes into the consecration. So consecration means to set apart. Your kingdom come, your will be done. We are setting aside our desires and submitting completely to his will.
Yeah.
It's we are okay, Lord, I recognize, hallowed be your name. You are worthy. Mm-hmm. Therefore, mm-hmm. your will be done because you are so much higher than I am.
Yeah.
And then moving into supplication, that is going into, he wants us to come to him as a child in petition. He wants us to come to him and ask for the things that we want. So mm-hmm. give us this day our daily bread, realizing that in him we need every, like we can't do anything without him. We need yeah. even the daily bread to be provided by him.
Yeah.
The courage to move into the next day, the strength to overcome temptation, the knowledge and wisdom to discern mm-hmm. the words we use when we're communicating with others. We yeah. need him and the Holy Spirit.
Well, and it is, he's our father.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the perfect father. So for those of us who don't have a good role model of a earthly father, hopefully we've all had an adult, a parent or a guardian who we could go to them and say like, hey, like I want this or I need this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And hopefully no person was just like, you didn't ask the right way.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
He's saying like, hey, I'm your father. You are my sons and daughters. Mm-hmm. Come and ask.
Mm-hmm.
The posture of your heart matters. So you have to consider like, why am I asking God for this?
Mm-hmm.
Am I asking God for marriage because I want it and I'm selfish and want to be served? Or am I asking God for marriage because I want to love another person? I want to honor God. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to glorify God and be able to represent Christ in the church mm-hmm. and the covenant of marriage.
Yep. Amen. And that's the point of prayer that I think often gets twisted in especially the West, the American West, the supplication portion gets twisted because we've got the prosperity gospel and we've got mm-hmm. the cultural Christians where mm-hmm. they were raised this way and they look at God as a genie and it's, I am going to just ask for the Ferrari because I want the Ferrari. Like you're saying,
yeah.
their heart position isn't correct.
Yeah.
And on the opposite side of it, something that I personally struggle with is I go so far the other way.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask for anything because I don't want to be guilty of using God as a vending machine. I really struggle with asking for things
for yourself
that aren't temporal instead of eternal. Mm. So I have no problem asking for wisdom, for the wisdom to talk about him in a Christ-like way to others, people who aren't Christians. I really struggle with asking for, okay, I'm really struggling at work. I need a deal. I need something.
Yeah.
I really struggle with asking for marriage. I really yeah. struggle with it because it's, I don't want, and I know that that is something that is a incorrect overcorrection.
Yeah.
But that is, I think, the biggest point mm-hmm. that we struggle with prayer.
Are you able to pray for temporal things for other people?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just not for yourself.
Not for myself.
Okay.
Because it's when I'm asking for others, I'm obvious, it's not a selfish desire because
sure.
I want them to. Yeah. But when it's for myself, I struggle with it. Mm-hmm. And again, I know that that is an incorrect overcorrection, but.
Yeah.
So then speaking of talking about other people, mm-hmm. we move into intercession because
yep.
it's moving into the forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Intercession is when you stand between an offended God and offensive person is a definition that I found.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean?
I love that because that is what Christ is for us mm-hmm. currently. So Christ is currently at the right hand of the Father interceding for us.
Yeah.
He is standing between a righteous God mm-hmm. and an unrighteous people.
Mm-hmm.
Using himself as the blood that covers us and gives us his righteousness.
Yeah.
We get to, in a very small way, do that for others when we pray for them.
That's
when
good.
We pray for the salvation of others, when we pray for the encouragement of others, when we pray for others to be lifted up in Christ, and even in the more temporal things, when we're praying, Lord, when I pray for y'all, Lord, give them husbands that love you and lead them well. I'm getting to intercede for y'all mm-hmm. to God, which mm-hmm. is such a beautiful thing
yeah.
and wild that we get to do that. That is something that is a New Testament Christian privilege that I know the Old Testament is different and I'm not sure how it works. And I know that that's something maybe a theologian or a professor might be able to illuminate more for me, but it's they had to go to a priest to God.
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
Correct.
Yeah.
When Christ died, the veil was torn, mm-hmm. and we have access to the throne room now.
Yeah.
We get to go to God to intercede for others. We get to go to God to talk to him about our desires.
Well, and in the Old Testament, you will see, as we have seen in doing our Bible in 90 days, which has been buck wild, you will see people who are in the Bible, and it says the Spirit came upon them and the Lord spoke to them. Mm-hmm. And so that peace that we have all the time now was granted so that God could communicate with a person so that they would not die.
Yeah.
And now I close my eyes and I pray and he hears me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the last thing that we pray for in the Lord's Prayer is lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. This is protection. Mm-hmm. So this is a humble way to approach God. Because it is a recognition that we cannot resist temptation apart from him.
Yeah.
We cannot fight off our fleshly desires apart from the Holy Spirit giving us a new heart that enables us to do that. Mm-hmm. And asking for protection from, I like that it's into temptation and deliver us from evil, because into temptation illuminates that there are, in our innate spirit, there are fleshly desires that are fallen.
Yeah.
And the evil is the evil that is outside of us. So it's recognizing both parts, because it's not just the devil making me sin. Yeah. It is my flesh that is causing me to fail.
That reminded me of Exodus, when Israel is, they defeat Amalek. And when Moses' arms are up, they're winning. And when his arms are down, they're losing because they needed God.
Yeah.
And so he had to have Aaron and Joshua hold his arms up so that they would prevail.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Like, dude, just like, hold on.
Yeah. Because like you become so weary.
Yeah.
And it's like, God, I need you and I can't even hold my arms up as I should to ask for your help, for your deliverance. Mm-hmm. And so my brothers are having to
hold my arms up for
me. And we do that now for each other.
Yeah.
Because there are times when one of us is struggling. Mm-hmm. And so back to intercession, we're able to pray for that person and intercede on their behalf because of our love for them and our love for the Lord. So we talked about the Lord's Prayer, but Mo, I know you had something for what he says right before that, how not to pray. Matthew 6, 6 through 8.
Yeah, I guess actually it starts in Matthew 5. We'll start at 5 just because I like that first word. And we kind of started this with, we obviously should, I mean, we always say a prayer before we start this, but we were getting really into it. Like, wait a second, we need to pray. So we're not hypocrites.
Yeah.
So in Matthew 5-8, right before the Lord's Prayer. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases, as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Mm-hmm. It's so good. So I think there's several points here that are really cool, but we'll start praying in communion with God. Mm-hmm. So you're not reading a shopping list, right? You're not just going from this item to this item to this item and just going on and on and on. There needs to be a communion with God, and I think it's important to give the definition of what communion is, which is the sharing or exchanging of intimate thoughts and feelings, especially when the exchange is on a mental or spiritual level. I mean, we can all get caught up in it, right? Especially when you're wanting to pray for someone. It's like, okay, I want this for them, and then I want this for them, and this for them, and this for them. But we have to talk to him with more intention. We have to talk to him with more feeling behind it and give him more. I mean, he knows what we're thinking, right? But
like, elaborate,
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to get into the habit of prayer, which I will touch on in a minute here, but a healthy habit, right?
Yeah.
There are healthy habits or unhealthy habits.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're not just praying to check it off of your bucket list for the day. Like, oh, yep, I said a prayer today.
Yeah.
All is well. You know, it's an important thing. We want to remember to do it, but we want to have good intentions behind it.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an emphasis here in praying in private, which is really important. But I also want to read Matthew 18:19-20, because here there's also an emphasis in the power of prayer together.
Okay.
And I think it's important not to just hone in on one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So Matthew 18:19-20. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we talked about this numbers. We talked about gathering in numbers in one of our earlier episodes. And, you know, God is not a God of numbers.
Yeah.
But there is something to be said about both prayer in private and prayer together.
Mm-hmm. There's power in both, and they are different, but they are both good.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's something that was an interesting conversation that I had, and it's not necessarily specifically towards prayer, but it is towards how Christians tend to seek the approval of others in when they're praying and when they're talking about the Lord. And it's, I actually, something I had with my brother. So he is a comedian, and he was talking about how a lot of comedians these days give a joke for applause instead of laughter.
Oh.
So it's they're seeking that affirmation rather than just the humor that goes with it. And he said he's noticed that Christians do the same thing, but instead of applause, it's the
So my brother-in-law calls it the moos.
Yes. Yes.
When people are praying and people are going,
Yes. Yeah. And I do it all the time.
Oh,
but it's because I am in agreement with somebody. But I know when I'm praying or when I'm saying something and I hear Jordan go, I'm just like, I'm on the right track. I'm on the right track.
That was a good thing to pray for.
But like, that is a heart check, because it is like, okay, like, am I praying to God? It's true, though. And that was a conversation I had with my brother.
You guys are big mercs.
We are.
It cracks me. The first time I think I heard you guys at church, I was like,
are they?
Now happening. I'm so used to it, but yeah, I don't, when I first sat next, because I think I knew you first, so I sat next to you. I'm like, oh, she's an mmer. And then I sat next to Rachel. I have two friends.
And sometimes you're sitting in between us.
And we do it at the same time.
Or I'm sitting like a few people away from you, and I hear and I'm like, hello? My friends must be there.
I heard them.
That's right. Funny.
They agreed with whatever was just said.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Funny. But that goes to what you were talking about, Mo, where it's they're doing it for others and not for God. So they're seeking the moo.
Yes. Well, and I think there's a lot to be said too about, sometimes we're seeking the affirmation, but also like,
sometimes
I work
good.
With students. Yeah, sometimes it's good. I'm thinking of like people who, even while they're praying, you're just kind of like, where are you going?
Mm-hmm.
And like, sometimes you can tell, well, no, Mo, not you. Like, I'm thinking of my high school students and when they pray, and it's like, they're so aware of people listening to them that they lose track of what they're talking to God about.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're not consistently praying to God, like we said earlier, pray without ceasing.
Right.
If we're not consistently doing that, if we don't have a regular relationship, like think of our friendships, where we're at now and how we can go from really deep to really surface level and laugh and cry for something really funny and then something really sad genuinely in the span of 10 minutes and go on a roller coaster together. That has accumulated because of the time that we've spent together, the effort that we've put forth in our friendship, and the comfortability that we have with each other. I don't know if that's a word.
It is.
We
made it a word today.
That's a great word.
Sounded good.
It's in Webster.
What isn't to be serious?
Yikes. We won't go there. But it's the same with God. If we're not regularly communicating with him, if we're not regularly worshiping him, if we're not praying without ceasing, if we're not comfortable, we're not building that relationship with him. Because yes, absolutely study his word. Like, read the Bible. Read your Bible. It's amazing. True. If you think the Bible is boring, I don't think you've read it.
I haven't read it.
Yeah. But you are building that relationship with him and that rapport with him. You have that relational equity with God to go before him and say, like, hey, I'm struggling and I need this. Trusting that he's going to give it to you if you need it and being okay if he's not going to give it to you even though you want it. But you can go to him and be bold. And we should. But we're not going to be comfortable doing that. I'm going to be more comfortable asking you guys for something that is so inconvenient for you versus someone that I just met last week. Because I have the relationship with you.
Yeah. True.
So what do your prayers say about what you think about God?
Mm. I like it.
I think too, when you're praying with others, it's really neat because I can hear where the Holy Spirit was taking you in your prayer versus where he's taking me in my prayer. And they're going to be different. And we could be talking about the same things that night, but ultimately you're going to say something completely different than what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And so it's just hearing like how you're going with the prayer or like how I would go with the prayer. So I think that part is, is neat.
It's good.
And it's good.
And then of course, just your solo time prayer with God is just, it hits so much different. I cannot tell you the amount of times I go to bed and I'm like feeling a type of way. And then I pray and I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel good. I'm ready for bed. Yeah. Let's do this thing, baby. Yeah. just, it's so wild.
Yeah.
And I think it still is so crazy to me because I just spent so much of my life. Frankly, I would pray sometimes, but not in like a meaningful way. And now when I pray, I'm like, wow, it's so cool to not be in, think I'm in power of my life and just like give it and like say thanks to someone that I know has been, you know, puppeteering me my whole life and leading me and doing everything for me that I could possibly imagine in my wildest dreams and just like being so thankful to someone other than myself. Like,
yeah,
it feels so good. It's so much better.
It is. Yeah. It is so much better. And it is. And I love that. I do think it's important though, if we're talking to other people, to say that it is okay to not be there.
Because
of course.
You will go through seasons. I'm currently in a season right now where prayer is hard for me right now.
Yeah.
It is something I don't necessarily want to do and I don't really feel good after I did it.
Yeah.
But it is something that we were told to do.
Absolutely.
Even when we're, especially probably when we're feeling this way.
And
great point.
While the Lord's Prayer is directional and it can show us how to pray, Scripture also tells us in Romans 8, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Yeah. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So you don't have to be there. Like, it's not like, oh, I got to the varsity level of praying. I made it. Like, that's fake. That's not real. You also don't have to expect yourself when you are in seasons of suffering. I remember when my wedding was called off, I couldn't pray. I couldn't read my Bible. I couldn't do those things. And I remember getting so mad. And my mom and sister being like, what's wrong? I was like, I can't even read the Bible. And they were like, then don't. Just tell them you need help. Yeah. And so consistently throughout the day, I would just pray the word help in my head out loud. And that's all I could do. And he did it.
Yeah.
And the Spirit was able to intercede for me.
Yeah.
That's cool. And you know what? That makes me, while I was researching on some prayer topics for this episode, I came across an arrow pray. Have you guys heard of that? There are several other terms for it, but arrow prayer is what came up.
No.
And it's just a quick prayer, a one sentence prayer. It's really on the spot. So it's like you hear a siren going by and you just throw up a prayer.
Yeah.
Lord.
Oh, yeah. Lord, be with
Lord,
those people.
Lord, I pray for those people.
Yeah.
You're on an airplane, you feel some turbulence.
Me?
Lord, keep the plane in the air.
Get me there safely.
Get me there safely. Hold this plane in your arms, in your hands. I know you are literally holding it up. Again, there are many other words for it, but arrow prayer is what came up. But that just, like, help.
Yeah.
That's still a prayer.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't want that to be like your main source of prayer.
Right. Yeah.
It's still a prayer.
And there are seasons.
And that is, yes.
Yeah. There are seasons and moments during the day where you are going to be in tune with the Spirit. And so your spirit's just going to be overflowing with your love and adoration for God. And so you're going to feel like, maybe you feel like you are at varsity level prayer, you know, even though that's not real. But then there are times where you're just like, hey, I'm here. I don't, honestly, I'm kind of mad at you, or I'm upset, or this was a disappointment and I don't know what to say, but I know I should talk to you and I want to talk to you, or I know I should talk to you. I don't want to. Help me to want to. Just talk to him.
Also, good point though. Don't just go to him when you're happy. Don't just go to him when you're praising him.
He can handle it.
Absolutely. Go to him when you're sad. Go to him when you're upset. Go to him for everything.
Yeah.
It's all the Psalms.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, read Psalms.
Chilling in Psalm 51.
Good.
Back to healthy prayer, when I did mention that a little bit. And I think an arrow prayer is a good.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time with saying arrow prayer.
It's a lot.
It's really hard.
Yeah, it's a lot of R's.
I think that's a good one. I think that's a good one to get in the habit of. Like, I have pictures of particular people on my refrigerator, and I have a little Jesus magnet over their pictures. And every time I open my fridge, I, Lord, please be with them today.
Yeah, that. Absolutely.
That's so sweet. And that's such an easy prayer. It's right in front of my face every single day. We know I open that fridge a few times a day. A prayer journal. Love my prayer journal at night. Sometimes hate my prayer journal at night. I can't even tell you how many times I open it and I have
tear stains.
Tear stains. I have entries. I have no entries. I have like one word. I have like 18 paragraphs. It's like every day's different. But I also do love that. I saw a meme one time and it was just an open Bible and there was a teardrop and it said, God knows. There's a teardrop on the Bible. God knows.
Groans too deep to understand. Like,
Yeah. I also love, I have alarms set on my watch throughout the day. And so it goes off. And so every day at specific times, I'm praying for specific people. Like there, we can be creative with it. Like we can be purposeful in it. So technology is cool. Use technology.
Yeah.
I would like to be at 11:11, please.
All right.
Thank you.
You got it.
Just whenever you think about me, please pray.
I do. Thank you.
Any thought? Rachel, pray.
I pray for you guys a lot.
Okay, good.
I love you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. I thought neither of you were going to say you love me too, and I was starting getting a little hot and uncomfortable.
She adjusts her shirt.
Like, woo. Glad you guys love me. All right. So for... Oh, I know you want to talk about...
Yeah, I have a few more things.
Okay, cool.
I have a few more things, guys.
Love it.
Here I am.
Keep going.
Here I am. I was really excited for prayer.
Last week,
I wasn't, you know, in my A game. Today, I came in on the varsity team.
Let's go.
I came on the varsity prayer team.
I love it.
Tonight, I'm probably not going to even be able to say one. Just kidding.
Oh, no.
Bible Project has the coolest videos.
They're so good.
It's so
awesome. For anyone who doesn't know Bible Project, check them out.
Shout out Bible Project.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're awesome. Whoever their illustrator is.
Amazing.
First of all, so helpful.
Praise the Lord for that gift. I think artists are so cool. Singers. Honestly, any gift they don't have is so cool. But they do really amazing videos with amazing artwork, and they go through every book of the Bible with a video, and I think for visual learners, it's really helpful. Also, the Bible is just, it can be tricky.
Yeah.
You know, it can be tricky, and these are really helpful.
It helps you out with context, too.
It does. Mm-hmm. Very much help you out with context. We know that's a good one.
Yeah.
Bible Project, really great video on Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've not read every book of the Bible. I'm not super versed, but something I did know is the Psalms is a big book. The prayer book of God's people who are striving to be faithful to the Torah and waiting for the Messianic kingdom. So the Torah means teaching, more specifically referring to the five books of Moses that begin with the Old Testament. The book of Psalms is the new Torah that will teach God's people the lifelong practice of prayer as they strive to obey God's commands given in the first Torah.
Wow.
Man, this is cool. 150 poems, and there's a few different authors, which is cool because, you know, for the books, there's usually just the one author.
Mm-hmm.
But you have all different people in the Psalms, and I just think it's really cool to hear all the different praises and all the different areas they're in when they're going through these praises.
And it's full of its praises, its lament, its confusion, its everything.
Yes, you're right.
It's so good.
Yes. Plenty of lamenting as well, mm-hmm. which is really strong too.
Yeah.
There's all of it involved in the everyday life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Had you guys heard of Shema, the Shema? Mm-hmm. Oh. What else is new?
Just kidding. You asked. I know.
Don't ask if you don't want to know. You want us to lie?
I did want to know. I have.
No, I've never heard of it. Please let me know.
The Shema. So the Shema is one of the most famous prayers in the Bible. It was a daily prayer for the ancient Israelites and is still actually recited by Jewish people today. Do you know where we find this prayer?
Where
do we
come
find
on,
it?
Come on, you know.
Tell us.
Deuteronomy!
I love it so much.
We love Deuteronomy.
We do.
Let's say it. Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 6, 4 to 5. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. And as for you, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Hmm. Shema?
Oh my
gosh, why is it so hard? Mm-hmm. I'm not Jewish.
No.
I don't speak Hebrew.
No.
I do know how to say one phrase in Hebrew.
Prove it.
Ani rotza agli dagadola.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
I want a big ice cream cone.
I love that that's the phrase you know. I love that so much. That's amazing.
I can't look at you.
I was expecting, like, the Lord is our God, or like,
I learned that he goes before I was a Christian.
She goes for ice cream. You know?
Ice cream.
You gotta know how to get ice cream.
You know.
Vital.
So, Shema.
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 Gosh.
Think Ma. Like, hey, Ma.
Shema.
Shema.
Shema. Shema is a Hebrew word translated to hear. And here is actually the first word in that prayer, which I think is really cool. Mm-hmm. So for context, Moses is the author of Deuteronomy. Moses is preparing to enter the promised land with the new generation of Israel. He is strongly advising them not to repeat the mistakes of their prior generations.
Yeah.
So they can experience the full blessing of the promised land. Mm-hmm. But in order for that to happen, they must learn to listen to and love God fully mm-hmm. above any and all else.
Yeah. Amen.
That's good.
So I didn't know about the Shema. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really neat because I think it's neat to have strong prayers mm-hmm. that people are still reciting to this day.
Yeah. And we see the Shema again in the New Testament. So think about the hundreds and hundreds of years that people were praying this prayer.
Where do we see it in the New Testament?
I'll pull it up.
I didn't know it was in the New Testament mm-hmm. also. I love that even more.
So one place that we see it is in Mark. Oh,
so Mark. It's in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
So Mark 12, 29 through 31. Jesus is talking about the greatest commandment. And he says the most important one answered Jesus is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Mm-hmm. So he is recounting the Shema.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Yep. I love a New Testament reference. Mm-hmm. Last topic I wanted to touch on is the posture of prayer.
Say more.
So this one is cool and also interesting, and maybe you guys have other insight that I wasn't able to find. But so the posture while praying, the posture of prayer is nonverbal. It's a nonverbal way of communicating. Mm-hmm. I think posture of even when you're just speaking with someone, not in prayer, just, you know, how we
body
speak
language.
To each other, body language, yes, mm-hmm. is big. You can tell a lot by how someone is feeling, mm-hmm. by the way they are giving to you.
Yeah.
So, orans, Latin word.
Okay.
Orans is a Latin word, meaning one who is praying or pleading. Mm-hmm. The gesture is this, with both hands.
So, both hands out in front of you with your palms up.
Correct.
Okay.
What I had found, because I was very curious, where and why did we start?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't find any answers.
Interesting.
Except that we went from the orans posture mm-hmm. into the preferred method of conjoining your hands together.
Hmm. That is interesting.
Yes.
That was all I could find.
Yeah. Because I was very curious. It's something I feel like you kind of get raised on, crossing your hands.
Well, yeah, because I remember in Sunday school as a kid, it was bow your heads, close your eyes, fold your hands.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, all three.
And even as someone who didn't.
And I don't know when, because I started praying with my hands open. I mean, just in my lap, but with my hands open, palms up. I really don't know when or why.
So
interesting.
That is meant to be receiving towards heaven.
Wow. Mm. So I'm doing it right?
Palms up.
Varsity yes. level?
Well, boom. This, yes. And orange, again, generated.
Yes.
Palms up.
That's so there is a, I don't know if this article is right or not, but it's talking about when we pray, we fold our hands when we're praying for forgiveness, mercy, hope, and peace, because it's a pleading. So it's when you're going to someone and it's you're begging them.
Because that's how beggars used to beg.
Yeah.
Their hands crossed.
Yeah. It's a pleading position.
Okay.
It's an act of humility, apparently.
Have you guys ever changed your posture of prayer?
I hold my hands open now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Depends what I'm doing.
Yeah.
When I'm worshiping and I'm singing, I will do the orange. When I'm laying in bed and I'm talking to God, I cross my hands.
Yeah.
Can join my hands.
Yeah.
I put my hands on my face a lot.
Okay. I started, I don't know why I thought of it, but I like falling asleep praying, but I realized like I wasn't praying a lot because I fall asleep pretty quickly. And so I changed my posture before I go to bed and I have been sleeping better. Mm-hmm. I feel like I have more energy throughout the day. I have felt more in tune with the spirit. And it has just been the biggest gift.
Yeah. There are different postures throughout scripture as well. We see a few actually. So Abraham, at the time he was Abram, he fell on his face before God.
Yeah.
We see Moses praying with his hands outstretched. We also see King Solomon, who was both knelt and had his hands spread towards heaven. And then Jesus looked up. Jesus liked to look up in his prayers. That one was cool. He did that in actually several. Mark.
Yeah.
One in Mark, two in John.
Okay, that it. Have y'all seen The Chosen?
No.
That is interesting that he would look up because I noticed when Jesus prays in that show, he stops, he looks up, and then he prays. So that's cool. I don't know if they knew that. They being the chosen people.
The producers.
That one.
So from an article I read, looking up, what it signifies is when you're looking at a person eye to eye, you have, and like face to face, exude confidence. It's like a confident and what's the other word? Confident and honesty. You know, it's hard to look someone dead in the eye when you're straight up lying.
Unless you're a psychopath.
Unless you're a psychopath.
That's true.
So it's a means of, you know, looking up.
Yeah.
Looking up to God.
Well, and again, that's parent-child. It's symbolic of parent and child.
Because yes.
They're smaller.
Yes.
And so they have to look up.
Yeah. This is so good. I love this topic.
Yeah.
Last thing. In the Lord's Prayer, have to say this. Have to say this part. In the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, verses 12, and then verses 14 to 15.
Yeah.
There is a double down here.
Yeah, there is.
And the double down is on forgiveness. It's the only concept in the prayer, in the whole prayer, that God touched on twice.
Yeah.
So verse 12, and forgive our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. 14 to 15. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is many things. It's also many not things.
Oh. That's clear.
Forgiveness is not many things. No, I just mean you can go a lot of ways with forgiveness, right? But it is, it's not many things. But what it is the realization of a sinless and perfect God dying for me.
Yeah, amen.
Dying for you.
Yeah.
Dying for our sins.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of forgiveness to be had.
Yeah.
And to give to ourselves and to others.
Yeah. I spoke with Lou a lot about forgiveness, and we would get in heated discussions about it because that's just what would happen. But he was very helpful in helping me to understand forgiveness when I was in a season where I was like, I'm still getting very mad about this thing. So I feel like I haven't forgiven. He's like, well, Jordan, you have to forgive. It's biblical. I'm like, I know. That's why I'm talking to you about it. Help me. And he said, you have to think about it in two parts. You have to think about forgiveness in two parts. The first part is forensic. You are making the decision to forgive, and then your emotions catch up.
Yeah.
The first is the decision. I am going to decide to forgive you for sinning against me.
Yeah.
You will dip back down and get upset about it again. That's just going to happen. We're emotional beings. Mm-hmm. But then we remind ourselves, okay, no, I decided that I was going to forgive this person. Mm-hmm. Because if God can forgive me for my sins against him, who am I not only not to forgive other people for sinning against me, but not to forgive myself when God has forgiven me? God has forgiven me of my sins. I should be able to forgive other people. And yeah, I should feel conviction for my sin, but I need to be able to forgive myself as well. Because we can't live in a space where, because of other people's actions or our own actions, we have bitterness planted in our hearts, because that's not good for us and it's not good for other people. Mm-hmm. And prayer is an incredible way that we can ask God to help us do that, because we don't do it on our own.
Yeah.
He helps us.
Right. Mm-hmm. And who are we to think that we are so perfect that others aren't needing to forgive us left, right, and center as well.
Yep.
So I had to bring that up because I love that he doubles down on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that prayer. Mm-hmm. It's a strong prayer, and it's a strong topic to mention more than once.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen, ladies. Amen, Lord.
All right.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah.
It was.
Lovely as always, ladies.
Mm-hmm. It's been a pleasure.
It has. Delight,
it's
even.
Always a delight.
I feel like this got very corporate.
It's where
what
I live.
What a delight. Oh, yeah, I don't live there.
We'll circle back. What?
Okay. Stop it! I was about to say we'll circle back next week!
We'll circle back to that.
I'm not quick enough with you guys. I sit back and listen. I go to just get in there! Thank you so much for listening to Gather to Scatter.
Yes.
We hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. Mm-hmm. We hope that you throw some prayers up today, tonight, tomorrow.
All the time.
Without ceasing.
Mm. Exactly.
Biblical.
Through any season, at any point in the day.
Yeah.
Any length. Mm-hmm. Say a prayer.
Yeah.
Try it out. You never know where it will get you.
It's true.
Anyways, next week we are going to talk about community.
Yeah. Is next week our last week in the basics?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good point. All right. So back to the basics, our little short series. Mm-hmm. Next week will be our last topic, community. Yeah. And that's going to be a fun one because we are a fun community over
here.
We are. This little G2S community and extended. Yeah. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Just search Gather to Scatter, one word, and subscribe, like, and follow below.
Yes.
Until next time.
Bye.
Love you guys.
See ya.